Blog Talk Radio.
Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International, located in Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
Amen. Amen, amen. All right, thanks for the applause, as usual. Amen, we just want to thank you. Thank you for joining in on us this week, this Wednesday, on It's All About You radio show with myself, Tiffany Thompson, Dennis Weston live. In his absence, he's not with us again another week, but we have a co-host that's replacing him by the name of Beretta Moore. So I just want to say thank God. I thank God for her, and thank you, Beretta, for coming in and joining with us on the show today. How are you?
Amen. I'm doing good, and how about you, Tiff?
Amen. I'm great. I'm excited. I am excited about what the Lord is going to do on tonight's show. I'm just excited. I really am. Amen. I'm just excited. Amen.
Amen.
How was your week?
My week was, it's been good. It's been good. God really been showing himself this week in my life. And he's just awesome. You know, God has really been opening up doors, giving me favor. So, you know, and I thank God for that, and the people who he connected me with. So business going forward, and God is being glorified with.
Amen. 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 It's nothing like going in business, knowing who you're going in with. You're going in with the Father.
Amen.
You're going in with the Father, the one who owns everything, heaven and earth. Amen.
Right.
Amen. I'm just excited. My week, excited, yet challenging, but yet trusting in the Lord, just trusting in God, and that's what made my week so much easier. So I just want to thank God for that. You know, I thank God for that. Tonight's show, I did do this posting at the last minute. I told the listeners to come on in and, you know, hear the word of the Lord, the word that God is going to release on tonight, and also just press the one button to share their testimony as it relates to the scripture that the Lord has given us to meditate on tonight, to dissect and to talk about. And so I'm excited. I'm excited that the people, you know, are going to share. You know, I'm excited about what God has already done in each and every last one of our lives. You know, and so God is so good. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. And it's he's just amazing. He's just amazing.
Yes.
Yes, he's amazing.
He is, even through our trials. Even through the hard times, he's still amazing. You're so right about
that,
sis.
He is amazing. He is amazing, and I love him. I love him. I love him. Last week, I just want to give a recap of last week's show. We had Prophetess Tammy Morris here, and she shared her testimony on how God had delivered her from drugs and on how God is using her now and the process that she went through. You know, and she taught about how to love on a person even in their process, even in their situation, You know, we don't know who God has his hand on, so we have to be careful on who, you know, who we talk about, and just to be there for one another, basically just be available for one another. So I just thank God for her. I thank God for her. I really do. That was an awesome show. I don't think we had enough time last week in the hour for that show. But it was awesome. A lot of people were blessed, and I thank God for that because that's why we're here. We're here to bless the listeners. You know, the show is called It's All About You because that's truly who it's about. It's about you. We're here to serve you. We're here to deliver what thus said the Lord. We're here to pray. If there be any prayer requests, whatever it is, whatever that's needed, we are here open unto God, believing that God will download whatever it is in us to deliver. Amen. 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 So, as usual, we always start off the show in prayer. We don't want to start off without God. We don't want to do anything without him. So, Retta, being that you are my co-host on tonight, I want to ask, do you mind starting off in prayer? And we're going to go dig right on into this word. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you on tonight, Father. We thank you for life on today, breath, God. Lord, we thank you, Father, for your glory, for your presence, Father. Lord, we just pray, Father, that you have your way on tonight, Father. Lord, I pray, Father, that Holy Spirit would speak through us, Father, for your people, God. Lord, you know everybody's need, Father, from the little thing to the big thing, God. You know our hearts, God. You know our thoughts, God. Lord, you know everything, God. So I pray, Father, that even on tonight, God, that you would just move like never before. Father, I pray, Father, that things would shift, Father, in the spirit, God. Lord, I pray for every soul that's listening, Father. Lord, I pray, Father, that you would shift the atmosphere even now where they are, God. And, Lord, open up their hearts and their minds to receive what you have for them, Father. Lord, as you speak healing, as you speak deliverance, Father, as you speak restoration, God, Lord, we just turn ourselves over to you, God. Lord, we decrease, Father. We yield ourselves and humble ourselves, Father, so you can have your way, Father, on tonight, God. And, Lord, we give you glory and honor, Father, for being with us, Father, for using us in this time, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. And I stand in agreement with that prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Yes, Lord, I stand in agreement. Amen. So let's kick it off with the word of the Lord. Let's start off with the scripture. I want to talk about this powerful scripture, and also I looked at it as the principles, you know, to the kingdom, the keys on how to get blessed in the kingdom of God. Amen. So we're going to start off tonight with Psalm 37. Amen. And I'm going to read from the New King James Version. And what version do you have?
I have the Life Application Study Bible.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to read mine first, if you don't mind.
No problem.
Okay. Okay. Okay, do not fret. Psalm 37, starting at verse 1, says, do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in his land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully but for his place, but it shall be no more. And I read Psalm 37, 1 through 10.
Amen.
Go right ahead with your I want you to read yours before we go into the meat of the word.
Okay, no problem. I'm reading from the Life Application Bible. Don't worry about the wicked. Don't envy those who do wrong. For like grass, they soon fade away. Like springtime flowers, they soon wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. He will make your innocence as clear as the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. Be still in the presence of the Lord, and wait patiently for it. Him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Stop your anger. Turn from your rage. Do not envy others. It only leads to harm. For the wicked will be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. In a little while, the wicked will disappear. Though you look for them, they will be gone. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, God, we just want to thank you for this word, God. We pray, Father, for revelation like never before, God. We pray, Father, that you open minds, Father, that you, Father, turn on, Father, lights, Father, that you remove scales from our eyes, God, in the name of Jesus, smoke screen, Father, even in the spirit realm, Father, even now, God. We pray, God, that you have your way, God. We pray that deliverance shall go forth, God, that we will see each other in a new way, that we will see you in a new way. We will see the kingdom of God in a new way on tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, and we just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you ahead of time, Father. We thank you. We give you honor and we give you glory, Father, for all that you're doing, all that you've done, God, and all that you are about to do, Father, in this season and in our lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And it is so. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I was thinking, as we were reading this, I began to look up the word fret today. When God gave this scripture, fret, to be constantly or visibly worried or anxious, to feel uneasy, to be distressed, to be upset or upset with yourself, oneself, to overthink or to agonize, to be anxious or worried. And as I was reading this, the Lord said, do not fret because of evildoers. In other words, do not worry. Do not be anxious. Do not feel uneasy. Do not be distressed. Do not be upset. Don't agonize and don't even overthink because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. Then the second line, he talks about what's going to happen to them. Because he says, for they shall soon be cut off, cut down like the green grass and wither as the green herb. Then he tells us again. He gives us principles. Then he says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land. Feed on his faithfulness. Then he tells us to do what else? Delight ourselves in the Lord, and he shall give us the desires of our heart. Then he gives us another instruction. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him also. Then he said, he shall bring forth your righteousness. After all this that we do, and once we do all of this, he says, then he shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Then he turns around and asks us to rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man who bring wicked schemes to pass. Then he instructs us to cease from anger and forsake wrath. Don't fret because it only causes harm. And when he gave me this, I was just like outdone because I was going through some things, you know, this week, actually this month, the last few months, and they were being handled wrong. I felt like they were being handled wrong, and it caused me to fret, to cause me to anxious, caused me to be uneasy and distressed and worried and upset. And knowing me, anybody that knows me know I'm an overthinker. You know, I begin to overly think about some things, you know. And this scripture, this passage, this chapter of Psalms chapter 37, it just brought such a peace and a calm over me to just give me an assurance that God got my back, that the Lord is with me. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. And so upon reading this, this is what I was getting for myself. You can tell me what you got, Beretta.
Okay.
Amen.
You want me to tell you after? Amen.
Yes.
One thing that stuck out when I was reading this, all of it was good. You know, God just really blew my mind. And, you know, showing me how it's so awesome how you could read something a million times and you read it for that last time. When you read it, God opened up something totally different revelation that relates to your life. I was always the type of person, I always try to prove my innocence. And, you know, and knowing that I didn't do anything wrong. And don't get me wrong, had my days of doing wrong things, but when I know that I was innocent, I always try to plead my case. And when I read this, God has really shown me. He said he will make your innocence as clear as the dawn. And, you know, and a lot of times we do that. We try to plead our case. I was talking this morning even about when I was working on this job for 11 years, and after 11 years, they hired a manager, and me and her kept clashing. So, you know, something I was quick to call her a witch. I'm like, she's a witch in disguise. She's just here to, you know, cause hell, to bring me down. And I'm studying, trying to plead my case. Until one time, one of my friends told me, stop fighting. Stop fighting it. You know you're doing the best you could. You're doing what you can. Stop fighting it, and acknowledge it. You know, for what it really is, because everything is an assignment. So when I got to the point where I embraced it, I apologized to her. You know, if I was disrespectful in any way, and then I told her 2 weeks later, I get fired, and I was like, okay, God, you told me to stop pleading my case, and then I get fired when I stop fighting. But then God had plans for me. In order for me to possess my land, I had to let that go. I had to stop fighting, trying to prove myself, prove my innocence. When I stopped and let God do it, even though it seemed like it was ugly when they fired me, but when they got rid of me, when they fired me, God had something in store for me. So end up working somewhere else, and then God said, I will open up doors for you, but my plan don't stop here, because God wanted me to do my own business, to start my own business, and, you know, and going through these channels. And when I read this, I'm like, oh, God, that's what you were trying to tell me? Just to embrace what you have for me? Embrace to stop fighting. God said he'll fight our battles, but sometimes we find ourselves fighting our battles. It's out of reflex to defend ourselves. And when I read this, and he said, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday, the same people who I fought with, the same people who had to bless me, God had touched their heart to turn around and bless me. And it shocked me, but I embraced it, because he said, your enemies, He'll turn it around. And God did that for me. So he opened my eyes to this once again today to let me know you don't have to fight, because you're innocent. I know you're innocent. He knows our heart. And as long as he knows that, we just have to trust him. And some of we have trust issues. I know I did. Had trust when he said trust in him. And I had to ask him, God, help me to trust you with all that I am, with all my being, knowing that you know what's best for me and it's going to come to pass. And sometimes, you know, Tiff, that's hard when you're so used to being the one taking care of everything. You the one, you took care of the bills. You made sure everybody was okay. You made sure they were safe and protected. So to give that over to an awesome God, he had to help me to release that, because the enemy would tell you God is not going to do it. You don't see it. You don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. You don't see anything. But if you trust God, if I don't see anything in the nighttime, in the darkness, nor I have to believe that God is going to turn the light on, that it's going to show up sooner or later. So when I read this, it helped me as far as not, I don't have to prove myself to anybody, because God does that. I don't have to do that. If I just give my all to him. And then, because when I learned when I was fighting Tiff, that I had this anger build up. So God had to work with me. Every step in these scriptures, God had to work with me. And still some, he's still working with me now today, even today, on these things that I know I have to totally release to him. And, you know, so this scripture, it just shed a whole different light and taking me down a whole different path from where I was going before. It's something totally different now. And I can embrace it even more because I'm not in that place of hurt and being damaged, but healed. So when you're going through the process and you get closer to God, you're able to embrace this. So that's what this scripture done to me. It just shifted my whole thought process to something totally different, just totally focusing on God and trusting him.
And you said a key word. I believe that's verses 8. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. And as I begin to just dwell on this, to cease from anger, so that means from all the way from verses 1 through 7, the Lord understood that, okay, because of evildoers, or because of what's coming up against you, or because of what you may be going through, if you're not careful, anger will creep in. Or he apparently had to see anger somewhere in order to say, cease from anger and forsake wrath, because it only causes harm. And if we pay attention to how something happens or somebody lie on us, you know, we automatically, like you said, the defense come. We get offended, and we're ready to defend ourselves, and it causes anger because of the hurt. You know, it hurts for someone to tell something on you that's not true, because that's your reputation, that's your identity, that's who you are, you know, and so you don't want to be known as a liar. So why would you, you know, tell this lie on me? And so all of a sudden you're angry and you're feeling a certain way about that person when you see that person. But here it is, the Lord, this passage just kind of assured me that I see everything. I know everything. My eyes are everywhere, beholding the evil and beholding the good. So reading this gave me such an assurance that God sees. So, because that's how I felt when I read it. I mean, and I've read this chapter many of times in the past or whatever, but I believe it's also predicated on what season that you're in, on how the word affects you and how it opens up and become alive in you. Amen. Because as I begin to read it, it helped me to understand, oh, so God, you see them. For him to turn around and say, fret not because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. So that means you see them. Because they're soon going to disappear. They're soon going to wither away. Oh, okay. So that means now I don't have to defend myself. And even when it's hard to do, he turns around and says, trust in the Lord and do good, because he knows now you want to get revenge. Now, you know, you want to pay back. I'm going to defend myself. Trust in it. And he said, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in his land. Feed on his faithfulness. In other words, even when you can't If it don't seem like he going to do it now, go back and grab a testimony. See on his faithfulness. Go back and look up his history, his track record. You know that God has been faithful. You've seen him pull you out of this, bring you out of that, pull your family member out of this or out of that. You've seen the testimony of God upon someone's life, even if it's just your own. So he goes and say, feed on his faithfulness. So in other words, you know that God is faithful. Delight yourself in him. And so that when I read this, I said, okay, God, this immediately caused me to say, I can put my guns down. I can put my bats down. I can put whatever I feel like fighting with down, because now I don't have to worry about revenge. I don't have to worry about wrath. I don't have to worry about paying back, because God sees it. He's just explaining to me that I see this, and it's me that's going to pay back. Amen. We have someone that pressed the one button, and feel free at any given time for all the listeners, feel free to come in, cut in, press the one button, share the testimony, share whatever it is that God has laid on your heart. But we're going to answer this call before we go on, okay?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Hello?
Hello, you Tiffany. Good to meet. How are you?
God bless you. We're fine. And you? Yes,
I
hear you.
I was replying off of, I was going to reply off of Psalms 37. When I read that scripture, through 1 through 10, what it reminds me of is when God began to tell David, you know, David, don't fret because of evildoers. He's basically saying, and what I get from that scripture is basically know God's character and his nature. Know that evil is going to happen in the earth, but you don't have to fret because of what they do. They're going to be cut off. It's like he'll tell you the beginning of a situation, which is human, but then the end of the situation that will bring forth the supernatural, you know, that will bring forth the righteous being delivered and restored and helped, you know. And when I hear that scripture, it just reminds me that it tells me that God would not create a situation or a person or a human being that can destroy you. He would not create you to be like him, in him, for him, save in him, for his glory, to then create a situation to destroy you, consume you, overtake you, and then at the end of the day, leave you desolate and destroyed.
Yes.
So because we know that who we are in him, we can say, fret not yourself, with confidence, because he did not create us to be destroyed or to be controlled or to control anything. He created us to conquer everything. So when I see that scripture from 1 through 10, it just tells me that evil is going to be in the land. Actually, God is in control of everything, but it's either because it's not made to destroy you or consume you, it's just meant to press you into your purpose and your death in prayer and your confidence and being transformed from faith to being convinced. You know, it's one thing to believe in God, but to be convinced that God will do it.
Yes.
You know, your heart is not going to waver, you know. And
that's
then at the end of the day, you know, when you look at the scripture, it just reminds you that at the end of the day, if you just hold on, you'll see God's word come to pass and his promises of him delivering you and him not letting evil overtake you. He was still confirmed within you that he's God, and I created you to conquer everything, not to be destroyed, you or not allowed. So I just thank God for that scripture through 1 through 10, because it just reminds you sometimes we get distracted and think all these things are going on, and the devil trying to do this, and he's doing this, you know, but it said, fret not thyself, but we're not really applying the scripture. He's saying that because the movie was out.
Hello, you faded out. We can't hear you.
No, I was saying that. Can you hear me?
Okay, that's
can you
better.
Hear me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I was saying that he's basically saying that because the movie was already written for our lives. It's already written.
Yes.
You know, so
yes.
because the movie is already written and the end is already written to the movie,
mm-hmm.
it's like you already know the ending. The evildoers
yeah.
will be cut off. You know, that you
yeah.
you will be delivered. Fret not because of what they're doing and the strategies that they're using. They're doing what they're supposed
yes.
to do. You just be a full-time Christian for these full-time demons, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, so.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
That's what I received.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm proud, and I believe that it helps someone. It helps someone. I really, truly believe that. And what I think about God is because of who He is, that it's just so much meat in the Word of the Lord. You know, it's so much that we can apply this Word. You know, you came with your revelation. Retta has hers. I had mine. It's just so much meat, and I'm quite sure the listeners probably can relate to it as well. And what we were going to do tonight is allow testimonies to go forth as it relates to this scripture and as it relates to the power of God. Because as you were talking, the other scripture that we were going to share today was Proverbs 21:1. The
okay.
king's heart is in the hand of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Like the rivers of the water, he turns it wherever he wishes.
Right.
So that's sound proof that God is in control. I don't
yeah.
care if it's your
that's
kids. I don't care if it's your boss. I don't care if it's your husband. I don't care if it's your wife. I don't care if it's the judge, the police, whoever it is. The king's heart is in his hands.
Right.
Yes.
And he
so,
turns that heart.
You said on the show, you said you was asking people just to share a short testimony. Maybe that can be a good
whoever that's on, if they would like to show, whoever is on, they can press the one button that's listening if they want to come on and share a testimony as it relates to the hand of God, the power of God being manifest in their lives through
mm-hmm.
scripture, through word. And
mm-hmm.
someone just press the one button as well. Someone, stay with us, Denise. Don't go anywhere now.
All right.
Stay with us. Okay. Let
okay.
us try the next call. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hello. God bless you.
Hello. Hello. God
Hi.
Bless you. Hi. I want to give my testimony. And about 3 years ago.
Do we have
ago,
your name?
Yolanda.
Okay. Hi, Yolanda.
Hi, Tiffany. 3 years ago, I was facing a lot of charges, and I was in court.
Yeah.
And you were saying that when man can say no, but God says yes. The judge, the public defender, and the state's attorney told me no, that I was going to get 6 years. And God had the last say so. He showed up at the last second, at the last minute, when man said no. So I know
yes.
God would show up at the last minute, the last second, when it seems like there's no way out, and he will
yes.
show up, you know. I
yes.
have experienced it, and I know God is good. And
yes.
he's been working in my life ever since then.
Yes.
He's been working in my life
yes.
all these years, but I know God is
yes.
good. I just want to share that.
That's the time when he, amen, I just want to thank you for that testimony. Amen. But
yes.
you said, like you said, he had been in your life all the time, but that was the
yes.
time you got the chance to really acknowledge him and who he is. Amen.
Yes.
I just thank God for that. Amen. Yes, he is. He is Jesus. He is Lord. Amen.
Yes.
I thank God
Amen.
For that testimony. Amen. Amen. We have another one. Hold on. Okay. Stay with us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. Hello?
Hello? This is Denise. I accidentally hit the one, but...
oh, you did?
It's okay because I was going to share a short testimony. I'll share.
Okay, you sound... But come a little closer, though. You're far away. You're kind of far
can
away.
You hear me?
Because we want the... Okay, that's better. Yeah, we want them... Yeah, That's good.
I pray that this helps somebody. I can share a testimony from, you know, me being married early in my marriage. When it says fret not, you know, fret not, just basically don't worry, don't get anxious, you know, because of what you see, what's around you. It looks like it's getting the upper hand. And when I was early in my marriage, I remember God began to train me in prayer, and he used my marriage to push me into whoever I was becoming in him. And I remember I seen so much stuff going in my marriage, and I got discouraged. And God, you know, I'm saying, you know, look, God, look at this. You know, look what he's doing. He's staying out all night, and he's doing this, and he's doing that. And how can you let him do this, or blah, blah, this, and blah, blah, that. And then God allowed me to complain for a minute. And then when I shut up, God let me know that he was in control. God let me know that he's El Roy, the God of all seeing. He sees everything. He knows everything. And he let me know that I did not create you for a human being to have this much authority over you, or any situation to have this much authority over you. I would not create you to have something or a situation to create this much trauma in your life. You're giving it too much power. You focus in on the wrong thing, you know. And
yes.
needless to say, when I begin to read his word and him say, fret not, you know, and evil will come to an end and it'll be cut off. The evil came to an end. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. You know, the evil came to the end. It was just a season. And it shut the mouth of the enemy when the enemy kept saying, all your life you're going to fight. All your life you're going to fight in your marriage. All your life you're going to be fighting for him. All your life you're going to do this. This is the life you want to live as a Christian? I heard him so clear, you know. And then God shut the mouth of the enemy, and God told me, he said, it's a season. It's a season for peace and rest, and it's a season for war. This is your season for war. You know, and I just thank God that I passed the test. Now I learned how not to complain and understand that the situation, because evil will be cut off. You know, we will see those things be destroyed. It will, but it's a season. So instead of looking at the situation, we have to find out what is the purpose what is that purpose in our lives. What is the purpose? Is it meant to press us to another level of prayer? Is it meant to get the faith that we need for the next level in our life, or the blessing in our life? Or is this situation just meant for you to know God on a deeper level? Because he will never create a situation in your life to destroy you. It's only to make you go higher and to match what you've been asking God for in the first place.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. And believe it or not, you helped somebody. Believe it or not, trust me, you have helped someone. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you for even opening up your life to share your life, to share your testimony. Amen. To save another life, or to save another marriage, to save another family, to save a generation. Because what we don't know, all of it, it's connected. That one marriage, that one man and woman, is connected to children and children, and the children's children, and there's families that and generations that's connected to that soul being saved and delivered. And you stand on the wall, staying faithful, believing and trusting in the Lord. But like you said, it launched you into the prayer warrior that you are today. Amen. We thank God for you. I love you. I really do. And we thank God. Amen. Amen. Stay with us, though. Don't leave us. Amen. Amen. Any more callers? You can press one if you want to call in, if you want to share. If you want to share how this is helping you, just feel free. The show is about you. The show is about you. It's about God being glorified through your life as well. I want to share my testimony for today. My testimony is that I had been fighting a court thing with my landlord. And he had got to the point of being very disrespectful after not wanting to do a thing in the building from the time I moved in here. And I tried my best not to complain. You know, I did whatever I needed to do until I really, really needed something from him. To be honest, I never met him. Don't even know how he looked. If he came and stood in my face, I really don't even know him. But he got so disrespectful. I dealt with him through management, through someone that he had managing or coming to pick up the rent or whatever. And it got so to the point he started sending me disrespectful text messages through my phone. I guess that the management gave him my number. And I told him I wanted to meet him. I want to see him. I want to, you know, I want to talk to you, because what gives you a right to disrespect me or talk to me in that manner, period, is wrong. And going back and forth with this landlord, I'm like, I'm moving. I'm getting out. I'm not dealing with this. I don't have to deal with this. I'm getting out. But all the time, God had a plan. All the time, God had a plan for my life. All the time, God wanted to be glorified and do another miracle through me. Because sometimes we can say, God, I'm available, use me. And we don't understand which way he finna use us and how he finna use us. You know, everything get ugly. And people did, like Retta was sharing earlier, people begin to look like witches and warlocks. And we call them witches. We call them this and that. When all the time, God is working a miracle behind the scenes. And this scripture, Psalm 37, just really blessed my soul. The Lord spoke to me. I laid down in the bed, and he said, fret not thyself. Those are the only three words he gave me. Fret not thyself. And I began to, when I got up the next morning, we got on a prayer line, 5 a.m. prayer line, which be on fire every morning from Monday through Thursday. And I thank God for the fire and the women and men that come on the line. But we got on that line, and I said, I think we need to go a little deeper, because the Lord spoke to me, and I shared what he said. And all the time, God wanted me to not be anxious, not to be worried. Don't be distressed, because with someone that you don't know sending you disrespectful text messages, they won't pick up their phone. They won't talk to you. They won't reason with you. You know, you're trying to make peace, and they're making your life even just the more miserable. I became distressed. I became worried. I became anxious. I became, because I'm a thinker, so I was overly thinking. You know, I became agonized, distressed. I really became upset with this situation. And then we got to the point where he said, well, you're going to court. I'm like, well, take me to court. I'll meet you in court. We'll talk about it in court, because you won't disrespect me. And I got all the way to the point of printing out all the text messages that he said, things that he said to me, printed it all out and everything. But the morning before court, the Lord had me to ask my sister to pray for me. He said, ask this one person to pray for you for your court date for tomorrow. And in my mind, I'm thinking, well, we're going to be on a prayer line tomorrow morning anyway. We can pray about it on the prayer line. But the Lord gave me perfect instructions to ask this one person. So I told her to pray for me. Her first sentence came out of her mouth was the Lord, which was, the king heart is in the hand of the Lord. And he can turn that heart, whichever way he pleases. And so as she finished praying and praying and praying, and I was so excited when she was done, and I'm like, let me just tell you what you just said. I know you was praying in the things of God and the Holy Spirit, but the Lord just let me know he got everything under control. Yes, I knew that scripture. I heard that scripture. But you know what? Sometimes we can get away from certain scriptures and try to get all deep and go into other in second, third heaven and trying to get all deep like the. But the simplest scripture saved my life, because the minute she said it, the minute my deliverance came, I was instantly free. I hadn't even made it to court yet, but I knew then God is about to do something. I said, I don't know what's going on in this courtroom. I don't know what's going to happen in this courtroom. I don't know, Jack, but I do know this, that the Lord is going with me, because that's one of his promises. He promised that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He promised that he will go before us and make every crooked place straight. And so all the time, those promises not in my head right now. I'm overwhelmed. I don't want to go to court. I don't like going to court. I don't want to deal with this. I'm calling the man. I'm offering him money. I'm just all type of things just to cease this because I don't want to go to court. But he caused the man to reject me. Also, that when I get to court, I don't owe a dime. And God got the glory. I don't owe a dime. His own attorney helped me. He didn't show up. He sent his attorney to show up. His own attorney turned around and became my friend and started talking to me, asked me where I work, how long I've been working there, and how talk to me on how he tried to do the profession that I'm in. And I just couldn't believe how God just turned that whole entire conversation around, situation around. He said, let's just come into agreement. I said, what's the agreement? He said, okay, just so you and him can stop fighting, do you mind leaving? I said, I have no problem with leaving. I told him, I said, I have no problem with leaving. He said, okay, well, we're going to leave. We're going to let you leave, and we're going to give you a little longer to stay according to the books, according to what the time I'm supposed to stay. He said, we're going to give you a little longer, and you're going to leave at a zero balance. So the thousands I tried to give him 3 days ago, he didn't want to take and get to court, and God erases the debt. Erases the entire debt. No judgments or anything against me. And I said, that's how I wanted to leave. I wanted to just leave at peace. I just wanted to talk to him. And that's all I was trying to explain to his, you know, his attorney. I said, I just wanted to talk to him. But still never got a chance to see him. Don't know how he looked, never got a chance to talk to him. But it's okay. But all of that I went through was just so God can show me who's the judge of all judges, who is King of kings and Lord of lords, who is the Lord of hosts, the Lord strong and mighty in battle. I am Lord. I am Jesus. Your life is in my hand. And this is what he was telling me. He said, y'all worry about the wrong things. He said, trust me. You say you serve me, but you don't even trust me. You don't trust me with your own life. He said, your time at that place is up. You were on assignment, and now it's time to send you to another region on another assignment. Then he began to talk to me about Jesus, and he told me the Son of Man, when he was living on earth, he said the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. He said, but he didn't go without anything. He didn't lack nothing. He had all power because he was connected to power. Yeah. And when I got the revelation of Psalm 37 and Proverbs 21, I begin to walk in authority and walk in power, understanding the Lord God is with me. I'm not worried about nothing. I'm not worried about what man could do or say. I'm good. I knew instantly I'm good. I said, God got this. And he most definitely will be glorified. I'm going to give him all the glory. So whoever it is that's facing court cases, judgments, I'm telling you, apply the principles of Psalm 37 to your life. When he told me to cease from anger because I was angry, this man was calling me curse words through text messages. I was angry, and he said, forsake wrath, because I wanted to get him back. Cease from wrath. And immediately, everything that was holding me bound lifted. Deliverance came because I entered into a new revelation, a new realm, a new dimension of not only who Christ was, but who I was. Man, glory be to God. Go ahead, Beretta, because I am totally on fire and excited because God want to do some miracles in somebody's life over this phone. He said miracles, signs, and wonders to follow those that believe. And I've been praying for him. Beretta, no, she'll tell you. I'm one to tell you in a minute. I want a miracle. I want to see miracles. I want to see the miracles that Jesus said that we shall be doing. Greater works he said that we shall do than what he did. He raised dead. Limbs were placed back on. They were grown back on. Arms were grown back on. Hands. All of these things that happened in the Bible. I said, God, I want to see it. And he said, okay, you want to see it? Now let me shake up your life.
I'm preparing you to see it. You have to remove some things.
Hmm. Yes.
That is so awesome, Tiff. I am just in awe because it's like it's something that last minute, it's something about that last minute that when you don't see nothing but that last minute, how God, like the young lady was talking about her testimony, going to court, and then knowing, got in there, and God shifted everything. Can't nobody do it like God. Can't nobody do it like God. I love it, the testimony. The man wasn't their lawyer. He was pretty much yours.
Come on.
He thought he came in for them, but he was really there for you on your behalf. He was interceding for your behalf because it's something how God has shifted. When the enemy thinks he got the upper hand, God has shifted. You didn't even have to fight that because your innocence was clear as the dawn because you made a decision. I'm not going to be angry. I'm going to get it sober. I'm not going to do it. So you didn't have to prove yourself because the Lord, he was the advocate for you and not for them.
Yes.
So you didn't have to see the judge because the judge has already had clicked the gavel. He already hit it. God already did it. You ain't got to go through all of that because I set this up. Dead clean, zero. Go home. Pack your stuff. I remember you told me a little while ago, somebody prophesied and told you to pack all your stuff. Pack your stuff because I got something else for you. So you're going somewhere else with zero balance. No worries, no frustration, no stress. You can just move on to the next one, to the next one. God, you're good. So you said miracle says the one, a dagger one right there. You just got it.
Come on.
You just got a glimpse of one of his miracles. You just got a glimpse, and more to come after that because God is so powerful. That's all he wants us to believe is his word. Simple. Simple. Just believe.
And just to be honest, because of the way he treated me, I said, I'm not giving you nothing till I meet you.
Yes.
I want to see you. All the other tenants know you. I want to see you. I want to know who you are. I have no problem with giving you anything. But you know what? God didn't even allow him to. Not understanding, like, why this man won't meet me?
Mm-hmm.
The king heart is in his hand. So even when you are guilty in one area, but yet still innocent in another one, God will still erase it all. He'll still erase it all. Okay, we got another call. We got a couple of calls. We have 8 minutes, so please be. Let's give each other at least 2 minutes. Amen. 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 Hello. Hello. Maybe they didn't try to hit the one button. You're on live. Hello? Maybe that was a mistake. Okay? Let's see. Hello? It was probably a mistake. Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Glory, glory be to God. Glory be to God. One thing about God, he know I'm going to testify. If he do it, I'm going to tell it. I'm going to share it because I have a desire not to just share it to brag, but I have a desire to see you free, to see you delivered.
Amen.
When Denise shared that about her husband, I went through a divorce 4 years ago. Yes, that he launched me into prayer. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be praying the way I pray. But I thank God for him. I thank God that she's still in hers. And if you got some fighters that's still in yours, fight. Let them help you fight. Am I glorifying my divorce? No, I'm not.
That's right.
No, I'm not. Because I don't think divorce is of God. I don't. But because me mentally, I took the easy way out, hoping I didn't have a nervous breakdown. So what somebody else could do, I just couldn't. I needed some help. But if you got some people at your side, church members, family members, that's willing to help you fight for whatever it is, your marriage, your kids, whoever it is, if you have some people that is willing to help you fight, stand and fight. Not only will you come out with a victory, but you're going to come out anointed. You're going to come out anointed. Amen. Amen. We have five more minutes. Actually, I'm going to say four because we're going to take a minute to pray on the way out the door closing out. But we are calling this a night of testimony. If you have a testimony, press the one button to where God has truly calmed you down. He's truly called you to cease from anger. He's called you to trust in him. He's called you to delight in him. And you did all these things. And after doing all these things, you saw the hand of God.
Yes.
Because he ain't going to help nobody that's fighting for him. He don't think you don't need him.
That's right.
I couldn't see him so well, not as long as I was fighting. I was fighting the man back. But the minute,
and you know, and sometimes we find ourselves doing that, Tiff. Especially if you was a fighter in the world. That's one of the things that God has to really help you with, because you so used to being a fighter. So it's something that God has to really change in your everything, not even just your thought process, your emotions, your everything, because when you that person normally protect people, woo, it's hot. And then somebody
go ahead, I'm listening.
And when you get ready, you know, to rise up, you got to let God do it. You got to bite the bullet and let God do it. Because every time he do it, it always turn around for the best, and God always has some extra behind that every time.
And see, the thing about it is he don't want to take the fight out of him. He wants
mm-hmm.
to fight in you. That's why he calls you, because he know you're a fighter. You're one that has a passion to defend people, to help people. So, yes, I want to use her. But the thing about it is I don't want you fighting naturally. I don't want it to be a physical fight, because he said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So he don't want us
mm-hmm.
fighting naturally, but he wants us to go in the spirit realm, bring that thing to me, take it to God in prayer.
That's right.
He said, I've taught your hands to war and your fingers to fight.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So I believe that once I became into the knowledge of Christ and who he is and why he called me, and I said, oh, my God, so the fight that I was fighting, I got to fight another way now. I got to be quiet. How do you fight in silence?
Mm-hmm.
How do you have to shut down and shut your mouth, hold your tongue, hold your peace in the Lord to fight my battle? If I hold my peace,
mm-hmm.
I'm not used to holding
my
peace.
Mm-hmm. I remember God had told me one time, he said, and you know, because I was like that, I go in, and God told me, no response, no power. Whenever enemy rises up to attack you, if you hold your tongue, if you don't respond to it, you don't give them any power. But when you respond, be ready to fight, you giving them power. That means, just like it was said earlier today, you giving them more power over you, more control over your life than you have control over. So when God
yes.
told me that, I stopped practicing that. I'm not going to respond to that. I know where to go. My aunt always used to tell us when we was younger, I'm going to tell God on you. And we used to be, we used to be scared. Why you got to tell God? Why you have to go that far? Just whoop us already. I'd rather get a whooping. Why you got to tell God? So now you say, I'm not going to respond to that. I'm going to take it to God. So
okay.
Now I say, I'm going to tell God on you.
Okay. Well, we want to just thank you all for listening. We want to thank you all for calling in and logging in. We want to thank you all, those that opened up their lives and shared the testimonies. We thank you so much. We are very grateful for God using you and allowing you, allowing God to use your life as a living testimony, as a living epistle. In the name of Jesus, we just cover you in the blood of Jesus. We pray that God continue to be with you in the name of Jesus, that he continues to use you for his glory, that you will continue to allow him to take you from faith to faith and glory to glory, from miracles, signs, and wonders shall be your portion. And even that one that's on the line, God, that desire, that truth, that desire, that identity, God, Father, help them, God. Help them to cry out before you and take, Father, the anger, take the hurt, take the resentment, take the worrying, take the fret, take the anxiousness, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, and give them peace on tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And, Father, we just want to thank you even for our co-host, God. Father, we ask that you bless her and keep her, Father, cover in the blood, Father. We pray for Dennis, God. We thank you, Father, for using him, God, in a mighty way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father, we pray that your love, God, that you wrap your arms around us all on tonight, Father, and that you be with us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we thank you for this show. We thank you for your son, Jesus, and we thank you for the blood, and we thank you for dying on the cross for us, God. And we thank you, God, for taking us, Father, from faith to faith and glory to glory. Even when we're guilty, Father, you said not guilty. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, and we'll see you here next Wednesday, same time, 7:30 Central Standard Time. Amen.